The struggle for the Arctic. The struggle for the North Pole and the Arctic region. The Arctic is a region of strategic importance for both the US and Russia, as they compete for access to natural resources, trade routes, and military bases. The rising tensions between the two powers have raised the risk of a confrontation in the polar region, especially as climate change opens up new opportunities and challenges. This article explores the sources and implications of this potential conflict, and how it relates to the broader geopolitical landscape. It also discusses how China's Belt and Road Initiative and the US-led Red Sea Project are creating new alignments and rivalries in the global order. The United States has announced the expansion of its borders in the Arctic region of Alaska by 1 million square meters. This development is significant and will likely be a topic of discussion in the future. The melting of the Arctic ice caps has led to the emergence of new underground resources and trade routes. China has started to use these routes, which are largely controlled by Russia. The US and Europe are developing a strategy to intervene in the region, and many countries have a military presence in the North Pole. Russia has the most military bases in the area. Several countries claim rights in the Arctic region, including those that do not border it. The potential for conflict in the Arctic is a concern. The melting of the ice on the Arctic Sea route led to an increase in the number of merchant ships, especially in summer and spring. Trade between Russia and China through the Bering Strait has also increased. In addition, the US will expand its maritime borders to control this region, potentially leading to confrontation with Russia and China in potentially irksome times. The melting of the ice on the Arctic Sea route led to an increase in the number of merchant ships, especially in summer and spring. Trade between Russia and China through the Bering Strait has also increased. In addition, the US will expand its maritime borders to control this region, potentially leading to a confrontation with Russia and China. Only time will tell if the US will succeed in this area. It is important to consider the recent failures of the US in the Middle East and Asia. The Bering Strait and the Arctic region are predicted to become the new battlegrounds due to the trade route significance for China's One Belt One Road project. The merchant ships passing through the Bering Strait will then continue to sail under Russian security. The US will not give up these regions and will do everything in its power to maintain control. But whether it will be fully successful is a little difficult in the current conditions. Another importance of the Bering Strait is that in the event of a crisis, the US cannot intervene here at any time and cannot close the strait and prevent trade. The United States has imposed numerous embargoes against China. The US has imposed heavy sanctions against China in the field of chip technology. The US is trying to prioritize India against the economic threat of China. In particular, there was the Indian Trade Route Project, which was planned to go from India to Saudi Arabia to Israel and then to Europe, but this project is now inoperable and is unlikely to succeed. India alone has neither economic nor military power to stand against China. The US chip sanctions against China also aim to stop China's technological progress. US tariff rules with China may get tougher after the elections in the US. The US will attempt to implement a new strategy involving Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Iran to halt the Chinese trade project. Iraq may experience internal unrest, leading to the establishment of a new government. It should be noted that the Iraqi government currently has numerous trade agreements with China. There is a sea route from China to Iraq, as well as a 1,200 km long road and railway route from Iraq to Turkey. The Yavuz Sultan Selim Bridge in Turkey will be utilized for the continuation of trade from Turkey to Europe. Turkey's recent fight against the PKK is significant because if the PKK fails to stop Turkey, the Yavuz Sultan Selim Bridge will be at risk. The situation will become complicated in 2024, and those who collaborate with China and Russia will be targeted. I recommend you to read my Battle of the North Pole Part 1 article, The US Defense Force in the Red Sea. The US launched a project to protect merchant ships in the Red Sea from the Houthis, but this project did not receive the desired support and partially failed. France and Italy, Spain announced 2 days ago that they did not accept to work under US command and announced their withdrawal. France, Italy, and Spain said that only the merchant ships of their countries would respond to the call for help and participate in NATO-led missions or EU-coordinated operations. Australia said they would not send warships but would send troops. The U.S. defense project in the Red Sea has not received the desired support. European countries are realizing that it is risky to take part in any military project without the approval and support of the regional countries in the Middle East. There are also economic losses. In short, the arrival of the United States in the Red Sea did not change anything. France, Italy, and Spain have stated that they will not take part in the U.S. defense project in the Red Sea. Australia is not sending warships. The countries in the region do not cooperate with the USA. The UAE, Saudi Arabia, Iran, and China had already established a different security naval force to ensure security in the Straits. The Houthi attacks are a warning message to the US. Hamas is only an intermediary. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog via email from the bottom of the blog homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I will share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analyst, Kanan Haidarov. Subject: The Struggle for the Arctic. Data: December 28, 2023.